Okay, today is Daf Tes Zayin. We're actually on Daf Tes Zayin on the fifth line from the top where it says Ubishtar, that an Eved Ivri can be acquired with a Shtar. Today's Daf is similar to yesterday, just Limudim. The whole Daf is just Limudim. It's like a big Chazar from Parshas Mishpatim, right? It really is. Limudim, here we go. Ubishtar. How do you know, Menalim, how do you know that an Eved Ivri can be acquired with the shtar? Doesn't say that in the Torah. How do you know? Amar Ula. Ula said, Amar Kra. It says in the, does say this in the Torah. It says, Imacheres Yikachlo. It does say in the Torah that a man can take an Amma Ivriya as a woman. A man can take a Jewish girl, an Amma Ivriya, as a servant. And then the Torah says, Imacheres Yikachlo. When he takes Amma Ivriya, he's allowed to marry another woman. He's allowed to marry an Acheres. Right? He's allowed to marry another woman that has nothing to do with his relationship with his Am Ivriya, whether he's going to marry her or not. So, Imacheres Yikachlo, right? Hikisha Kosov LaAcheres. The Torah is Makish, this Acheres, this other regular girl, to an Am Ivriya. Ma Acheres Makna B'Shtar. Just like a regular girl can be cornered with a Shtar. Ah, so too, Am Ivriya Makna B'Shtar. So too, an Am Ivriya can be acquired with a Shtar. And an Am Ivriya can be acquired with a shtar, so an Eved Ivri can also be acquired with a shtar, because for this purpose, there's also a hekesh between the two of them. Sometimes there is a hekesh between Am Ivriya and Eved Ivri, they're almost the same. We're going to see in Amud Beis, like two differences. One is Simanim, an Am Ivriya leaves with Simanim, and Eved Ivri does not. And the second difference is Nirtza. And only an Eved Ivri can have Nirtza, and not an Am Ivriya. Okay? But regarding shtar, just like imacheres yikachlo, an adon can take another woman as a wife. How could he take her as a wife? With shtar. So too, an Am Ivriya can be acquired with shtar. And if Am Ivriya can be acquired with shtar, an Eved Ivri can be acquired with a shtar. Says the Gemara, ha nichal amanda amah shtar Am Ivriya adon kosvo. That makes sense if you tell me who writes that shtar. The adon, the acquirer. That's just like a man writing a shtar to be mekadesh a woman. El amanda amar of Kosovo, but according to the one who holds. We're going to see him in a machlokas. That the father of the Am Ivriya writes the shtar, he writes it, then ma'ikel amemar. How could it be, how could Am Ivriya be a source to shtar? The whole thing is totally different. Because who writes the shtar? The father. Who writes a shtar from a kedushin? The man. The man's in the driver's seat. That would mean, or who writes the shtar here? It should be the adon. That makes sense. There's a machlokas about that. The itmar, because we learned, shtar Am Ivriya, the shtar of an Am Ivriya, mi kosvo. Who writes that? Rav Huna Amar, Rav Huna says, adon kosvo. It's the adon. Rav Chisda Amar, of kosvo. The father. Hanicha l'Rav Huna. So according to Rav Huna, this all makes sense. Why? Because we're comparing the acquisition of a regular Jewish girl to the acquisition of an Amma Ivriya. So that makes perfect sense, because in both cases, who is the acquirer? The man. The Adon or the father. El Rav Chista, but according to Rav Chista, Mayakal Amemar, according to Rav Chista, who writes the shtar for an Amma Ivriya? Her father. So how can that serve as a model? So how can that be learned out of Shtar of Kedushin? Shtar of Kedushin, who writes the Shtar of Kedushin? Nobody argues. The husband. Who's writing this Shtar? The girl's father? So how do we have a Makar that Am Ivriya can be acquired with a Shtar, learned out of a Macheres Yikachlo? It can't be learned out. It's a totally different thing. Therefore, Ella, Amr of Acha Bar Yaakov. No. So according to Rav Chista, he has a different pasuk to teach you, that an Amma Ivriya can be acquired with a shtar. What's that pasuk? The pasuk is as follows. Amar Kra, it says in Parshas Mishpatim, Lo Tseitse Kitseisa Avadim, that an Amma Ivriya does not leave the way an Eved leaves. Right? What does that mean? Lo tzeitzei kitzeisa avadim, that just like an Eved Kenani leaves with Shein v'ayin, this is a goy now, Eved Kenani is a Kenani that you own as an Eved. and you bump into him, you knock out his tooth, he goes out free. Lord say Avadim. An Am Ivriya does not leave like that. What happens if you knock out a tooth of an Am Ivriya? Does she go free? No. You pay her for the tooth. You take it to the dentist, and you have to pay for it. She doesn't go free. It's a preferential pasuk. Lord say Avadim. Aval, but, we're going to be a dayak now, Aval niknis he kikinyan Avadim. But she can be acquired. She can be acquired like an Eved. Umayniyu, and what does that mean? Shtar. Just like you can buy an Eved Kenani with a shtar, so too you can buy an Amma Ivriya with a shtar. Yeah, that there's no shayla about. That there's no shayla about. It's property. He's like property. So just like you can buy an Eved Kenani with a shtar, you can buy an Amma Ivriya with a shtar. So far, so good? So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Maybe, who said it's a shtar? Maybe the aim of al niknas hu kinyan avadim umayniu chazaka. Maybe it's chazaka. Just like I can get a quiet, right? Lo tzeitzik it takes avadim. An Am Ivriya doesn't leave the way an Eved Kenani leaves. An Eved Kenani leaves if you knock out his tooth or his eye. An Am Ivriya does not leave like that. She can't, that wouldn't set her free if you knocked out her tooth. It wouldn't set her free. But the diuk is, but it's mashma that they could be acquired the same way. What way is that? Shtar. Maybe it's chazaka. Just like I can acquire an Eved Kenani with chazaka. Right, what's chazaka? Ownership or the exhibition of ownership. Even if I don't own it. Right? As land that I'm working on for 3 years, I can acquire with chazaka. Just by the fact that I'm exercising ownership. So I'm going to exercise ownership over this Eved Kenani, it's going to become mine. So I can exercise ownership over the Am Ivriya and it shall become my property. Why not? Says the Gemara. No, that can't be. Amar Kra, it says in the Torah, this is in Parshas Bahar Bichukosai, I think Bahar, V'hisnachaltem osam livnechem acharechem. That's talking about how an Eved Kenani can be yarshined to your children. Right, a man's got Eved Avadim Kenani and he dies. His children yarshin, it's property. Osam b'chazaka. Only those can be acquired with chazaka. Only Avadim Kenanim. V'lo acher b'chazaka. Not other people. Not Alma Ivriyas. They cannot be acquired with chazaka. How do you know? Learned out of a pasuk. The Ema may be... What? No. But you can inherit something that a chazaka can be made on. You inherit these items, what are they? Avadim Kenanim. That, by the way, can be acquired with chazaka. Only they can be acquired with chazaka, not Alma Ivriyas. Now the Gemara says, wait a minute, if Ema Osam Bishtar, Vol Acha Bishtar. No, maybe only Osam, only they can be acquired with a shtar, and other people, for example, Alma Ivriya, cannot be acquired with a shtar. So back to square one. How do we know that according to Rav Chisda, who doesn't learn, who says that the father is the one who has to write the shtar, how do we know that Alma Ivriya can be acquired with a shtar? You want to compare it to Eved Kenani? No, maybe only Eved Kenani can write a shtar. No? No good? Says the Gemara, the Ema Osam Bishtar, Vel Acha Bishtar. So it says, that can't be. Haksiv, it says, Lo Tzeisek Yitzeisu Avadim. That they don't leave the way Avadim Kenanim leave. But they're acquired the way Avadim Kenanim are acquired. So from the Pasuk of Lo Tzeisek Yitzeisu Avadim, we learn that Amma Ivriya can be acquired with a shtar. From the Pasuk of Istachaltim Osam, we learn that an Amma Ivriya cannot be acquired with chazaka. Why'd you pick that way? Why'd you pick that way? The Gemara asked that question. Umar Rois, why'd you pick shtar to say yes Amma Ivriya and chazaka no Amma Ivriya? Why? My Rois, what made you see that? Why is one more better than the other? So the Gemara says, no, mistabra shtar havalei l'rabuye. It made sense to say that shtar is something we wanted to include. You know why? Shekein motzi v'bas Yisrael. Because a shtar, when we're talking about acquiring girls, Am Ivriyas, such a thing as a get. So a get is really a shtar. So in the world of acquiring women, shtar comes up. Such a thing as a get. Chazaka never comes up. So if I have two psukim, one is going to include shtar, one is going to include something, and one is going to exclude something, I would include shtar and exclude chazaka. Chazaka out of left field, there is no chazaka by women. Shtar, everybody have precedent for that. Tosfos asks, you could also acquire a woman with a shtar. Besides,
what? Does it not seem that we're jumping everywhere?
Yeah, we are jumping everywhere. By the way.
Any rhyme or reason.
Right. We have lost the art. We have lost the art of darshaning psukim. Even at some point, I'm going lost it. We have lost the art of darshaning psukim. We don't know how to do that. So we only have whatever the Gemara says. It's not logic. Kavachomer is logic. If I can lift 100 pounds, I can for sure lift 90 pounds. That's logic. So we're going to have an Amibes, a Kavachomer, and we're going to say, we don't hold like him. Wait a minute, he's got a Kavachomer. No, the Kavachomer had a hole in it. Kavachomer is logic. Zereshav is not logic. Klal is not logic. It's not logic. Sometimes the Gemara will say a Pasuk, and you think to yourself, that's a Klal, that's a Prat? It's a Pasuk. It doesn't even... Right, we had that. Sometimes it's Klal... The Gemara will say it's a Klal Prat. That's a Klal Prat? Vayomer Hashem, Klal Prat. Like, you say, what? We don't know how to darshan. It's an art. These are drashas. So there's an art to it. There's a rhyme to it. There is a reason to it. We just don't know it. At some point, the Gedol... I thought we can't make our own drashas. Right? So again, we have a pasuk that says, Lo tzeitzik yitzeitzel avodim, that an Amet Ivriya does not leave the way avodim kinanim leave, which means shame the ayin. Amet Ivriya does not leave if you knock out her tooth. She doesn't go out. Which is mashma, that they are required the same way. What way is that? Shtar. Then it says, Vesnachaltem osam, you can inherit to your children, osam, them. Right? Avodim kinanim. Only them you can inherit. What about other things? No. And from there we say that only them are acquired with chazakah, but not amivria. Why'd you pick one over the other? So the Gemara says it makes sense to say that we have one pasuk which includes something and one pasuk which excludes something. So it makes sense to say the pasuk which includes something is shtar. Why? Because we already have shtar by women. We already have such a thing as a get. Chazakah, we never have such a thing as chazakah by women. So mistama, we're excluding an amivriya cannot be acquired with chazaka. So I think Tos is asking, one of them before she asked, what about shtar also is used to acquire a woman? Right? A shtar kedushin. So the answer is because get black and white in the Torah. Shtar is only learned out from get. So it's a hekesh havaya liyitziya. So get's a much better thing. Says the Gemara. Now, Adra, but just the opposite. We should include chazaka to acquire an amivriya. Why? Adra, chazaka havalele rebuye. We should rather include chazaka. It's a little bit of a weak suggestion. The suggestion is shekein kone v'nichse hager. You can acquire with chazak a guy becomes a Jew. He enters into the fold of Klal Yisrael, and he doesn't have any family because he became a new person, and then he dies. So he never married. He never had any children. He dies. So what happens? What happens to his property? No one's reactioning it. There's nobody around. So halach is whoever gets there first. Whoever gets there first can be zochet. So you can acquire that with chazaka. You can acquire the ger's items with chazaka. So therefore, what? So what does that have to do with this? And why is that? Why is that a reason that a woman, an amivriya, should be acquired with chazaka? I think Rashi might say. No, Rashi does not say it. So the answer is. Right. So the Ritva says. Why would this be better? Because this can work even if nobody else. He says over here that a chazaka is greater than a shtar. Why? Because a chazaka works even without the seller's knowledge. Where is the seller? He died. The ger died. So I can acquire something even without knowledge. Shtar, you need knowledge. The other party, I need knowledge. So too, maybe an amivriya, she's a young girl, I don't need her consent. So chazaka maybe would work. That's the suggestion. I agree. It's not such a. So the Gemara is going to answer no. But beishus mihalo ashkechan. Fine, you found me a thing by ger, by nixah ger. But the bottom line is, there's no such precedent by women. By ishus, there's no such thing. There's no such thing as chazaka by ishus. What do we have by ishus? We have a get. We have a shtar kedushin. So if I have to include how an amah ivriya can be acquired, I will much rather say it's a shtar. How can she be acquired? Chazaka. Now that we said this is all true by amah ivriya. It's also true by Eved Ivri. Okay? That's how we know that an Eved Ivri can be acquired with a shtar. Okay? According to Rav Chisda. Now, Ibais Ema, or Lahachi Ahani Imacheres. Or, no. Didn't we just say that Imacheres, that if an Adon wants, an Adon if an Adon wants, an Adon can marry any girl he wants. Right? Any girl he wants, he's allowed to marry. He's not bound to marry the Amivriya. The Pasuk says, Macheris yikachol, marry someone else. How does he marry that someone else? With a star. So he marries her with a star, he can marry the Amivriya with a star. We had that drusher already. That drusher works for both of them. Whether the father writes it, whether the father writes it or the Adon writes it, doesn't make a difference.
No, I thought that was the question.
That was the question, right? That was the question. Taka. Right. So what the Gemara is saying is, even though it's true that I have a problem about of Kosvo, right? Even though it's true, I have a problem with the father writing it as opposed to the Adon writing it. That was a problem. However, now that we have one pasuk that includes and one pasuk that excludes, I can still use the pasuk of Imacheres that we're still talking about Ishus. Same idea. It still makes more sense to talk about Shtar and Ishus together. Why? Because Lamaitha, it's the same answer. Well, women can be acquired with Shtar, and they cannot be acquired with Chazaka. Even though the technical problem is the father as opposed to the Adon, fine, it's a problem.
So you still really need to know
Pate as the Exactly.
As the
exactly.
And Amacheres is
kind of supporting it. Right, exactly. Now, for Rav Huna, now according to Rav Huna, who said that the father, that the Adon writes the Shtar, then hi lo seitze kitseitze avod maidarish lebe. So then he doesn't need that pasuk to tell me that a woman, an Amivriya, could be acquired with Shtar. What does he do with that? Why? Because he knows anyway that she could be acquired with Shtar from the pasuk of Imacheres Yikachlo. So what does he do with the pasuk of Lo Tseise Ketseise Avadim, which means that Amivriya does not go out if you knock out her tooth. She doesn't go free for that. You have to pay for the tooth. You have to fix it. But she doesn't go free. So then what does he do with that pasuk? Hahumi Baile, she ain't a yotze, Beroshi Evarim Ke'eved. She doesn't go out if you knock out one of her Evarim like an Eved Kenani. For Rav Chista, and how does Rav Chista know that din? Im Kain, Lichtov Kra, Lo Seitze Ka'avadim. My Kitseitze Avadim. Why did I say a funny lashon? Lo Seitze Kitseitze Avadim. It should say Lo Seitze Ka'avadim. What's the double lashon? Shmami Natarti. I learned both halachos. I learned one halacha that an Amivriya can be acquired with a star, and I learned another halacha, which is the Pashat halacha, that she can't go out with, she doesn't go out if you knock out her tooth or one of her Rosh Eivar. What? No, we're going to get to this in a minute. What do you mean? No, she doesn't go out the way an Eved Kenani goes out. If an Eved Kenani, if you knock out his tooth, if you knock off his thumb, he goes out. Not an Amivriya. Oh, she has different things. She has more things. We're going to say that on Amir Beis. She has other things. An Eved Kenani has no din of Nirtza. An Eved Ivri does. Right, it's different things. But there's one way that Eved Kenani has better. What's that way? You knock out his tooth. That doesn't apply by the others. By Eved Ivri and Amir Vriya. Next. V'kones atzmo b'shonim. And an Eved Ivri can acquire himself if the 6 years are up. How do you know? It's in Farish Repository. It's if it says, Shei Shonim Yavar B'Shvias. He goes out free. Right? Nothing more to say about that. Ubi Yovel, and he also goes out when Yovel comes. The Chsiv, because it says, Ad Shnas HaYovel, Yavor Imach. Right? Yavor Imach, Yavor Imcha. Yavor, yeah. Imach, right. Yavor Imach. Right? When Yovel comes, he goes out free. Now, also, Ubi Grown Kesef. Also, the Eved Ivri can buy back his freedom. Right? He can buy it back. He was sold because he didn't have any money or because he stole, so he's sitting there for 6 years. He can buy it back. I'm not going to tell you how that's going to happen. Like, where did he get the money from? But let's assume he does.
Yeah, stocks, they're worth something.
Right, they're worth something. Right, he had a rich uncle who passed away, left him a Yerusha, and he can pay off the debt that he owes the master, and he can go out free early. Right, your own kesef.
Amar Chizkia, the Amar Kra, it's a pasuk. It says, Vehefta, and he will redeem himself. Right? Malamed, Shemegara, Bipidyona, Viyote, that he can buy back his time and go out free. Tana, we learned, Vikona es Atzma, he can acquire himself back, Bikesef, he can pay off, Bishava Kesef, and Shava Kesef, Ubishtar. This is a brisa that says that an Eved Ivri can acquire himself back with a Shtar. What does that mean? What does a shtar mean? So the Gemara says, Bishloma kesef. I understand kesef makes sense. Dixiv, the kesef miknaso. That he's going to pay kesef to get his freedom. Shava kesef nami. Yashiv gu'ulasa, which we learned was a makar for shava kesef. He's paying his value. But Amar Achmana, l'rabos shava kesef for kesef. Ela hai shtar hechidami. What do you mean he's acquiring himself with a shtar? What does that mean? Ilem, if it means the kesef l'shtara adame, that he writes a shtar. He says, listen, master, I owe you some money. I'll write a shtar that I owe you the money. But let me free, let me go home. Is that what it means? Hainu kesef. That's kesef. I owe you the money. So you do me a favor, you're letting me go. But I owe you the money. That can't be pshat. What's pshat? Ella, what's pshat? Shichur shtar. That the master will write him a shtar of shichur. You know what? I'm also you. Here you go. Here's a shtar, you're free. So he goes to the shtar shichur for an Evan Ivri? There's no such thing. Lamali. What do you need a shtar shichur for? Lema lay, ba'ape trey. Let him say in front of two edim. Zil, go. Inami or ba'ape beidina, it goes to a bezdin and says to the bezdin, Zil, well, I'm letting him go. Omar Rava, Rava says, by virtue of the fact that we don't allow this, and you have to actually write the guy a shtar, Zos Omeres, from here you see, Evet Ivri Gufo Kanui. In Evet Ivri, on some level, he's a full Jew. There's only one thing, this guy is different than every other Jew in the world. Only one din. He puts on tefillin in the morning. He has to shake a lulav. He has to eat matzah. He's not allowed to wear shatnez. There's only one din different. Right, what's that din? What's the one din that an Eved Ivri has different? He's allowed to marry Shifcha Kananis. It's the only din that's different. He's allowed to marry Shifcha Kananis. So, Gufo Konoi, which we'll explain in a minute, so on some level, the master owns him. Does he own him? He owns him on some level, and therefore, Varav Shemachal Gerono in Gerono Machal. And if the man says, you know, Amachal, Zil, go, Amachal, it's okay, it's okay. No, it doesn't work like that. You can't free an Eved Kanani like that. You have to give him a Shtar Shechur. So too, you can't free an Eved Ivri like that. You own him on a certain level. What level do you own him? That's a big Machalokas we've shown. So some say, you own him in the sense that you're allowed to give him a Shechur Kananis. And a Kanani, the money you can be Machal. Money you can always be Machal. Right, he stole from me, or he sold himself because of poverty. I can be mochel that. You can always do that. What can't you be mochel? You can't be mochel the fact that he's allowed to marry Shifcha Kananis. On that, in that aspect, you own him. You own because you give him the Shifcha Kananis. That you need a shtar for. That's the best way to understand it because it's the dichotomy between the mamonis that you don't own and the ithar which you do own. You own, as a master, you own the fact that you are matir him to a Shifcha Kananis, which is considered that's the whole hashkafa, it's considered a downgrade, that's why you called it Evet Ivri, right? An Ivri implies, like before Matan Torah, like Avraham Avinu was an Ivri, it implies a lower level of a Jew, because there's one thing that you're different about, right? So having said all that, that's how some Rishonim learn. The other way to learn is that, no, on some level, you own his work, and even though normally you can be mochel, but the special thing may have a difference that there's no mechila, and therefore you have to write a shtar. And the shtar effectuates the mechila, which is really what you're doing. You'd be mochel, but you're doing it through a shtar, it's not called a mechila now. Now it's called a shtar shechur. Okay?
So if he wants to go and you want him to go,
you can't just say go, because the hey, go. Right? You can't say that. You have to give him a shtar. You have to give him a shtar. There's a formal way to do it. Why? Because you own him on a certain level.
If you don't give him a shtar,
then he doesn't go free. I mean, look, well, am I so what's going to happen? I don't know.
No one protests. I mean.
Right. Now, the Mishnah said that Yisera Olav Amma Ivriya. And Amma Ivriya had one more way to go out free. What was that one more way? Simanim. When she becomes a Naira. Right? She shows Simanim of an adult, she goes out free. Amar Rish Lakish has an unbelievable statement, which we're going to say is incorrect. We're going to disprove the statement. What does he say? He says, Amar Ivriya kon es atzma b'mishas ha'av. So let's say the father is a 10-year-old girl, and the father sells the 10-year-old girl to Chaim Yankel down the street. And what happens? A week later, she's not Samanim yet, she's 10 years old. Her father dies. She goes out free, says Rish Lakish. The father died, goes out free. Why? So Rish Lakish says, it's a Kal V'Chomer. What's the kavachomer? Amir v'yakonis atzav b'mitzas ha'av mirashut ha'adon. The father unfortunately dies from the, and she goes out free from the possession of the adon mikavachomer, from a kavachomer. Ma simonim, just like simonim she'ein motziin mirashut ha'av simonim. If you have simonim, it doesn't take you out of the father's possession, not until she's a full adult, which is 6 months later. So motziin mirashut ha'adon takes her out of the Rishus HaAdon. The minute she shows Simonim, she's free. So Misa, death of a father, Shemotziin Mirishus Av, that takes her out of the Rishus of the Av. What does that mean? We'll explain that in a minute. Ein Adin, isn't it for sure true, Shemotziin Mirishus Adon, that now she should go free from the Rishus of the Adon? What does it mean that when the husband dies, she goes out of the Rishus of the Adon? Says Rashi, there's a halacha, that a father is entitled to the Maisa Yadayim of his daughter. Right? If his daughter works, not an Amavriya, she works. She mows the lawn for people. The father is entitled to that money. Says Rashi, we learn out of Psukim that now the father dies. Do the brothers Yarshan that right? The answer is no, they don't. Only a father has that right, not her brothers. So if a father dies, she goes out of that Rishus. She's no longer under the jurisdiction of her father. Why? Because the brothers don't inherit the right to make her go work. Okay? So if that's true, if when a father dies, she doesn't have the right she leaves her father's rishus, so for sure when the father dies, she should leave the adon's rishus. Says the Chazon Ish, wait a minute, this doesn't make any sense. She leaves her father's rishus. Now, that's nothing to do with adulthood. It's a din in Yerusha. It's a din in Yerusha. There's a halachas Yerusha that what? That a daughter doesn't, the right of a daughter to work doesn't go to the brothers. The halachas Yerusha. How does that mean that she leaves the Rishus of her father? That's not what it means. It means that there's a din of Yerusha. Halachas Yerusha, the sons inherit the father's house and all the stock and all the property, everything. Do they inherit the right to go make the girl? No, they don't inherit that. That's very different than saying that Mises Ha'av frees the girl. Don't free the girl. It frees her in the sense that Hilchas Yerusha, there's no din that the brothers can... What's going on? So the Chazon Ish explains, what's the reason why... I wrote it down because I wasn't sure if I was going to remember it. Right, so once we say the din of Yerusha, so Mimela, she's free from her father. Right? There's nothing binding them anymore. But that's the din of Yerusha. Nothing to do with this din. So the Chazon Ish says, what's the reason that, why does an Amma go out with Simonim? Why? Why does she go out when she reaches Simonim? You know why? Because if the father couldn't sell her anymore, once she has Simonim, why not? Because she's an adult. If the father can't sell her anymore, then when she reaches Simonim and she's sold earlier, since the father can't sell her anymore, now that she reaches Simonim, she goes out free. Her servitude is tied to her father's ability to sell her. Now it makes perfect sense. Her servitude is connected to her father's ability to sell her. Once she's Simonim, her father has no longer an ability to sell her. Right? Therefore, when she has Simonim, she goes out free. That's the Chazon Ish. Now it makes perfect sense. When a father... Once a father dies, right, it's more than just as a din of Yerusha. One second. So everything that the Adon has, all the rights that the Adon has in this girl, all flow from the father. So now that Kal v'chomer makes perfect sense. If when a father died, He cannot sell her anymore, right? And it doesn't yarish to the brothers, not because of the Nirusha, because the right only flows from a father. And yet, now let's read the Kal v'chomer again. Ma simonim, she ain't motzi Nirusha ta'av, don't let her go free, right? Why not? Because you have to wait 6 more months. Nevertheless, motzi Nirusha adon, so misa, she motzi Nirusha ta'av, misa, which let her go out of the Nirusha ta'av, now there's no more relationship. So forget Yerusha. Yerusha is true, but it all flows from him. Now there's no more flow because he's dead. Therefore, ain adin shematir mishus adon. So shouldn't she leave the adon? She leaves with samanim. What's the reason she leaves with samanim? Because it flows from the father. So too, the death of the father should release her. That makes perfect. Without the chazanish, I don't understand this gemara. It's beautiful. So that's Mishlakash of Kal v'Chomer. You hear? Sal, you hear? That's Mishlakash of Kal v'Chomer. Meisvei, we're going to have a bunch of questions on this Kal v'Chomer, and we're finally going to reject Mishlakash's idea that an Amma goes out when her father dies. We're going to reject it. Meisvei, wait a minute. Ravoshia, it says in our Mishnah, Yisera Olav Amma Ivriya. Amma Ivriya has one more way of freedom than an Eved Ivri. What's that? Shekonis Atzim B'Simanim. Because she acquires simanim. The in Isya, and if it's true that she also acquires herself with the misa of the father, nisni, nami, misa sa'av. The Mishnah shouldn't have said that. The Mishnah said that an Am Ivri has one more way than an Eved Ivri. What's that? Simanim. Now there's two more ways. The simanim and the death of her father. Why did the Mishnah say it? The Mishnah shouldn't have said it. If that's a real reason. So the Gemara says, Tana v'shayer. No, the Mishnah left it out. It wasn't an exhaustive list of everything under the sun. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. So my shire, the high shire, we never leave over, a Tana would never leave over one thing. Because if a Tana's leaving over one thing, I might as well say it already. Well, if there's eight things to leave over, Tana has to put every single possibility of a way an Om Ivri is more than an Eved Ivri. There could be 20 ways. The Tana will list one way, two ways. But if there's only one extra way, the Tana would say it. So if you're telling me the Tana left out Misa Sa'av, what else did the Tana leave out? Tana never leave out one thing. What else did Tana leave out? Misa Sa'adon. Also, Misa Sa'adon. Amavri doesn't yarsh into the sons. It's also not in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Imisha Misa Sa'adon, Lavshi Yuruhu, that's not extra. You know why? The Kibun the Ikonami B'ish. Also, a man goes out if the Adon dies. Right? That's not, Amavri is not special about that regard. Ish also. Elokatani. Not in there. The Ella, you know why this is left out? Says forget. So you're right. It's the only thing that's not on the list. Only one thing. But you know why it's not there? Because Ella Nisni Davar Shiesh Tana Davar Shiesh Bo Kitzva. Because we only mention things that have a fixed time. We know 6 years. We know Yovel. We only know we list things that's our Mises of Adon's not listed. We only list when's the father going to die. I don't know. Maybe he won't die. He'll live to a nice ripe old age of 120. He's not going to die now. Therefore, it's not in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, "Katani davar she'ein lo kitzva lo katani." But if something doesn't have a set time, it's not written. So the Gemara says, "Wait a minute. What about v'ha simanim? The ein lehem kitzva katani? Simanim doesn't have a fixed time. Why? Because girls mature at different ages." So the Gemara says, "Yeah, you're right. Amar of Safra, yes." There's no upper limit. In other words, some girls mature at 12 and a half, and some girls mature at 13, and maybe some even late bloomers at 14. You're right. But, there's a minimum of a lower number. What if a girl shows simanim at 6 years old? The answer is, that's not simanim. There's a threshold of a certain age, and even if she has simanim before that age, it doesn't count. It's not called simanim. What is it? It's an abnormality. It's not simanim. So you're right. There's no upper limit, but there's a lower limit. Yesh lahem kitzva lamata. The Tanya, we have a braisa that says as follows: Ben teisha shanim. If you have a 9-year-old boy, shehevi shtei sairos, and he has two sairos, shuma. That's just a wart. That's not shtei sairos. Why? It's too young. Now mi ben tes shanim v'yom echad. Ad ben yud be shanim v'yom echad. From 9 and 1 day till 12 and 1 day, v'odin ba, and they're still there, shuma. That's still a problem. Why? It's too young. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda Omer, simon ben yud gimel shanim v'yom echad, divya kol simon. 13 has simonim. Everyone holds it to simon. So what do you see from here? A big shaila here in Mesechta Nida. We started off with 12, we switched to 13. What's going on? Is it a boy? Is it a girl? It's not for now. The point is, there's a lower limit. If a girl, 8-year-old girl, shows simonim, that's not simonim. So you're right. There's no upper limit. Some of you have late bloomers. They'll be in different ages. But there's a bottom. There's a bottom which we don't go below. In that sense, there's a Dever Kitzvah. When is a father going to die? I have no clue.
Same thing applies to a girl as well.
Yeah, same thing applies to a girl as well. Exactly. We don't know when the upper limit is.
Right.
So the Gemara need to ask that question. But the point is, the principle's the same. The principle is, there's a lower limit. Not a 4-year-old girl has simanim. She has simanim. She's considered an adult? Of course not. That's an ab. What is it? I don't know what that is. But it's not Simana.
Why don't we just stick it with it to Vada that's going to happen within a short period of time?
Okay, so fine. So what if, and what if you have a girl who's unusual and an 8-year-old girl has Simana? That's not normal. So therefore, that's not, she's not going to be called a Gedola. She doesn't have Simana yet. I, she has signs of Simana. Yeah, there's something wrong with that. It's a wart. It's something. Whatever it is. It's not Simana. So in that sense, there's a kitzvah. It's a set time. When's that set time? Whatever date the Chachamim picked. 12, 12 and a half, whatever it is. Below that is a problem. What about an upper limit? Oh, so some girls are late bloomers. So it'll take later. That's fine. That's fine. Shows that some girls don't have Simana until 13, 14, whatever it is. That's okay. But since there's a lower limit, it's considered a fixed limit in the Mishnah. Unlike death, which you have no idea when that's going to happen. For sure, for sure. That's right. That's right. 100%. Masiv Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes has another question. Wait a minute. Rav Shimon Omer. Rav Shimon says, Dalad Ma'anikim Lehem. There are four people that we give Hanukkah. Hanukkah is a parting present, goodbye presents to the Eved Ivri and the Amivriya. There are four types. Gimel Be'ish, Gimel Be'isha. Three for a man and three for a woman. Not three for a man, three for a woman. Three cases by a man, three cases by a woman. What are the three cases? So now the Gemara thinks the three cases are years, 6 years, Yovel, and when the master dies by a nirza. Those are the three. And the three cases by a woman are years, Yovel, those two are the same, and the last one is Simanim. So you have six altogether, but two are different, because years and Yovel are the same. Dalid be'ech of yet the yachalom a dalid be'ech. You can't say one has four. You know why? Lefisha ain simanim be'ish, because there's no simanim by an ish. The ain nirtza be'isha. There's no nirtza by an isha. Now v'imiza. If there's another case, what's the other case? Mishas ha'av nisni nami. Mishas ha'av. Right? Why is that on the list? V'chi tema ha'chanami tana v'shayir. And if you want to tell me ain ha'chanami, it's just not on the list. V'ha'abakatoni. We didn't ask, well, what else is left off the list? Because we have a better question, but it says four. Someone says four, right? Fourth time. And this would be a fifth. We have a better question than Tana V'Shire. V'chi tema Tana Davish Yesh lo kitzvah katoni. V'davish Yesh lo kitzvah lo katoni. And if you're telling me, no, we're only mentioning things that have limits, not death, which doesn't have a limit, v'asimanim de'lam kitzvah katoni, but simanim doesn't have a limit either. Some girls bloom at different ages. And if you want to tell me, what about Rav Safra? That Rav Safra said what we just said about the lower limit. One of the things on the list is the death of an Adon. The Ein Lehem Kitzvah. The Katani. Right? And it's on the list. I said one of the ones was on the list. So now we're going to change the Evan Ivries. We said the three were years. 6 years, Yovel, and the death of the Adon by a Nirtza. Now we're going to change. That's a death. That can't be on the list. So now we're going to change it. So the Gemara says, you're right. Mi says the Adon, nami lo katani. It's not on the list. The Ella Arba, my knee. What are they? Shanim, years, 6 years. Yovel. The Yovel shall Nirtza. The Yovel, if Yovel comes up in the middle of Nirtza, that also frees him. So Yovel frees him whether he's in his 6 years of servitude or if he's a Nirtza and Yovel comes. Either way, he goes out free. And Rashi says, and they're both separate cases. Even though they're both Yovel, they're both separate cases. So it's three by Inish. V'am Evriya, b'simanim. And Am Evriya has Yovel, years. There is no Nirtza by Am Evriya. The third one is Simanim. Hachanam is Tabri. That also makes a lot of sense. You know why? Diktani could say for good. It says in the Sefer, Yet Yachalom ba'arba b'echad behem. You can't say there's four. Why not? L'vishayin Simanim b'ish v'ein Nirtza b'isha. Because there's no nirtza by an isha and there's no simana by an ish. They meet that if it's true, b'isha miha b'shkachas la'arba, then I would have four. Shmami, no, it's a good raya. Now, Masiv Rav Avram, Rav Avram asks, wait a minute. V'elo shema anikin lahem. Here's the following people that get hanukkah, they get parting gifts. Hayotze b'shanim b'yovel b'mitzas ha'odon. Mitzas ha'odon's on the list now. V'am evriya b'simana. Now, v'imitz, and if it's true, that what? That mitzas ha'av is on the list. Nisni nan Mises Av. Then why is Mises Av on the list? V'chi tema tana v'shayer. And if you want to tell me it's left off, then what else is left off? V'ha elu katani. But it says these. You can't tell me these are the ones, and I left off four things. Doesn't make any sense. V'chi tema davash yeshul kitzvah katani, davash yeshul kitzvah lo katani. It is, you want to tell me only things, but limits are mentioned. For Hasimanim, the Einlan Kitz, for Katani, Simanim's on the list. For Chitem, Hachanami, Kidr of Safra. What about Rav Safra's din? Rav Safra said that we have lower limits, we do have. V'hoyekam Mises Adon. Mises Adon's on the list. How could that be? How could Mises Adon be on the list? Therefore, Tiyofta, the Rish Lakish Tiyofta. Rish Lakish is wrong. There's no such freedom by a Mises Av. Aye, for Rish Lakish Kal V'chomer Amar. He had a Kal V'chomer. What do you mean he's wrong? He has logic. If I can lift 100 pounds, I can lift 90 pounds. That's bulletproof. So the Gemara says, no, it's not bulletproof. You know why? Kavachomer Pirchi. The Kavachomer had a problem. What was the problem? Bishum the Ikal Mifra. I have a tain on that Kavachomer. Malis Yimonim Shineshtana Haguf. Simonim is different. Why is it different? Because the guf changes. She matures. Tomer b'mitzas Adon b'mitzas Av Shekilon Neshtana Haguf. So therefore, it's not a good Kavachomer. Her body doesn't change. Tani Chada Onok. Now, even though we just disprove of Rish Lakish, we're going to try to resurrect Hishita. One brisa says, who gets the presents from the Eved Ivri? The Eved Ivri himself. Who gets the presents from the Am Ivriya? The Am Ivriya herself. V'tani idach, anek Am Ivriya, mitziyasa la'aviyah. The father gets the hanaka and anything she finds. V'ein l'rabba, elis chabar tol bulvat. The only thing the master gets is if she has to spend time bending down to pick up that lost item, The master can be compensated for that lost time, those 2 seconds. But who owns the fine? The father. Who owns the hanukkah? The father. What do you see? My love. But in the first case, she owns it herself. My love. Aren't we talking about hadanafka b'simadim hadanafka lo b'mitzvah av? When she doesn't have a father. When the father died, and that's how she's going out free. She keeps it herself. But if she turned 12 and now she's old, and the father's around, the father gets it. So what do you see? Rish Lakish is not so wrong. So the Gemara says no. Lo idividi hadanafka lo b'simadim. Both cases are simanim. For lo kasha, had the itzel av, had the lesel av. One case she has a father, and one case she doesn't have a father. Her father died 3 years ago. Didn't let him out. So who gets the hanukkah? She gets it herself. Bishlama anak amevrila atzma lemute achin. Right? Who gets the hanukkah herself? The brothers. Herself. To exclude the brothers. The Tanya, v'snachaltem osam levnechem acharechem. That's the pasuk I told you before. Osam levnechem. V'lo benasechem levnechem. Mikan, from here you see, she ain't adam morish zechus bito levno. Brothers don't yarshan the right to work their sister. So who gets the hanukkah? Them themselves, not the brothers. The father, he died a long time ago. Ella anak Eved Ivri la'atzman pshita. Isn't that pasha that Eved Ivri gets it himself? Isn't that pasha? Who else should get it? So the Gemara says, you're right. Ella mandam of Yosef yud karis kachazina hacha. The letter yud was made into a big deal. In other words, you're right. It's extra. It's extra. Right? The Tana wrote extra words. You're right. Well, two more lines. Abaye Amar Hachi Amar Sheshes Hai Mani, who's the author? Tutoihi Sachacham named Tutoi Tanya Tutoi Omer Lo V'lo L'bal Chovo. No, you know what tells you that the Eved Ivri gets the Hanukkah himself. What if the Eved Ivri owes money to somebody else? So the Baal will say, you know what? I'll give the money. I owe you, Eved Ivri. I'll give the party gift to the guy you owe money to. No, you give it to the Eved Ivri himself. I owes the money, so he owes the money. And normally we allow that. A owes B and B owes C. A can give C. Not here.
Didn't you say that?
Yeah, but not by Eved Ivri. Not by Eved Ivri. Who do you give it to? You give it to Eved Ivri himself. And what about the other guy? So he owes him the money. Okay, we'll stop here. Everybody have a good Shabbos, and we will pick up on this tomorrow morning.